Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, but that's just one of them. That's the original website of all the things that we do here and many other things. But as well as the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. If you go to both of those websites, you can read all about the age of the customer, all the things I've been telling you about for several years now. But if you want to, you can find all of it in a handy-dandy form right there in the book, the hardback book or the e-version, either one of those you can find there at ageofthecustomer.com. So check that out. Kathy Perry's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and our social media expert extraordinaire. She's been a great help to us in our work online, and Kathy, I want to thank you for the good work you've done for us. And folks, if you need somebody to help you with your online strategy, I encourage you to contact Kathy. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, it is. Happy to be here, Jim.
Check that out. Kathy, tell us about this defamation thing with posting bad reviews. One of the things, whenever I talk to audiences about making sure that you're keeping up with your user-generated content and getting people, you know, people, how many people are paying attention to UGC these days as part of their buying decision, I always get asked about negative reviews.
It's been a great way for the customer to be able to express themselves about their dissatisfaction with the business. But what's happened recently is a court case where a homeowner who was unhappy with her contractor wrote some bad reviews about his services because she was so unhappy, and the contractor sued her for defamation.
Wow.
And the jury found that she did in fact defame him.
Wow.
But the only saving grace for her was he also defamed her with his responses.
Ah.
So they offset each other, you know, but she still had a lot of lawyer fees to,
right,
you know,
what
be
is,
able to
what did she
herself.
Did she do anything more than just report what her experiences were? Did she exaggerate or anything?
No, she accused him, of botching her home renovation, stealing jewelry during the construction process.
Oh, okay.
So she did, you know.
But she had no proof of. When you say I don't like Blasingame's carpet cleaning service because I don't show up on time, that's one thing. But if they didn't get my rug clean, but if you say they stole jewelry, that's a whole other thing.
Right. Well, and here, you know, obviously this was a Yelp review, and Yelp is, you know, they want to be that platform where
right.
you can review businesses. And so they actually, you know, have on their website a guide to coach users how to write reviews
right.
that will get their point across without
mm-hmm.
landing them in court.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Kathy. When you read reviews, haven't you gotten to the point where you can tell when this is a real when it's when it's a competitor trying to get something over on the other guy? You can tell when it's an employee writing a report, a review about the company. You can tell when it's a real customer who's happy, and you can tell when it's a real customer who's unhappy. I mean, there's just I've just gotten where I think I can tell. What do you think?
Well, I've done that recently. I just purchased something on Amazon, and I read all the reviews, and, you know, I read the good ones, I read the bad ones, and, you know, I looked for an engineer who gave a real report. You know what I mean? On the product that I bought. So sometimes, yes, you can tell. Other times, it can't. The problem is bad reviews impact the bottom line for businesses.
Right.
And so many of them are taking that litigation stand and saying, hey, I'm just going to.
But I'll tell you what, though. I don't want people to not write an honest review because they fear the company's going to litigate them. Don't you worry about that. If you write an honest review and you tell you tell what really happened, and you don't go wandering off in a subjective way and make claims that you can't prove. If you don't do that, don't you worry about that. You go ahead and make those reviews. I would not worry about a company coming after me. Would you, Kathy?
Right. And litigation is not a good substitute.
It is not. It is not. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you something. Companies that do that, in my opinion, other than people who accuse you of stealing or something, breaking the law, other than that, companies that choose to litigate bad reviews, in my opinion, will lose in the court of public opinion.
Yeah. Now, here's just a quick tip for people.
Quickly.
Check your homeowners and renters insurance policies so that your coverage for libel lawsuits. That if you're going to write a bad review, double check and make sure you're covered.
Yeah. Kathy, we got more to talk about. Will you come back again soon? I got a lot more questions on some other things to ask you.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get you back. I'm going to have Amanda get you back on a little sooner so we can talk about some other things.
Okay.
Thanks for being here, Kathy. Give us the website again quickly, please.
It's KathyPerry.com.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, come back soon. I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back. Ain't that what you
said? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.